State regulators are expected to release new child care regulations for the start of fall classes later today. As WBUR's Kathleen McNerney reports, with the school year closing in, many providers are facing big uncertainties about what their classrooms will look like.
We set up our toddler room today with the table. Do you guys see what we did?
Melody Lack runs TLC Nursery School 2 in Wayland. Yep. On Zoom, she's showing a group of 38 caregivers a picture of a small table segmented by plexiglass dividers.
I mean, they were expensive, but they weren't super expensive.
Okay, and Maria just put in, too, in the chat that Home Depot has some.
Ours, the ones that Melody has, those were only $29.
I got ripped off.
Yeah. You can return. Return.
The cheerleader there is Reed Donahue. She's the Zoom MC for the Newton Early Childhood Association. The informal group has met every week since the state-mandated closures in March. This week, Donahue invited four providers who recently reopened to answer questions. Nearly 40 minutes into the discussion, someone asks in the chat perhaps the biggest question on everyone's minds.
Has anybody had a COVID exposure at the school, and how did they manage it?
The first to answer is Melodia Ferrici. She runs Toddler Loving Care in Newton.
We did not have a COVID exposure, but I received an email on a Sunday morning saying a child had a fever. So I went on pure like panic mode, like, oh my God, this is it. It's over.
It turned out to be fine. The child stayed home. Test results came back negative. Others had similar practice drills. Pam Penton of the Meeting House Child Care Center says a toddler spiked a fever in the middle of the day and needed to be isolated per state guidelines.
They grabbed some toys and went downstairs and stayed there. And then we ended up taking the rest of the kids outside to the playground and then did a deep clean of the classroom.
It seems to help the group to hear how 30 pages of state regulations play out in real life. But there's one problem. New state guidelines for the fall are expected today.
We're supposed to be opening September 8th.
Andrea Shapiro runs the Temple Emmanuel Preschool.
Doesn't give us a whole lot of time, even if the guidelines are loosened from what they are currently. And with all due respect, when the guidelines come out, they're not very clear. A lot of it's left up to interpretation.
Shapiro doesn't know how many children she'll be allowed to enroll each day. Add to that, 15 families are still undecided. For some, it's because they're waiting to hear which days their older kids will be in the classroom in Newton Public Schools.
And some parents, it's just too much for them. What happens if a teacher gets sick? What happens if a child gets sick?
Half of her teachers decided not to return. Two retired and two were worried about how much risk they would be putting themselves in by working with kids, as research about children's role in transmitting the virus continues to evolve. Now, Shapiro's trying to hire 4 to 6 teachers without actually seeing them work with kids.
It's literally a mad dash right now. I'm trying to err on the side of being optimistic that we will be able to find people, but as each day goes by, it becomes a little bit more challenging.
Temple Emmanuel has committed to keeping her program open. Other directors are pulling out all the reserves they have, like Barbara Sullivan.
I have cashed in all my CDs and done all that I can do. I always had a little reserve for a rainy day, and my accountant was so funny. She said to me last week, she said, Barbara, this is the rainiest day you're ever going to have. Go cash those in.
Sullivan had to close down one of her locations in the basement of a church in Newtonville. The church uses that space at night, so she couldn't guarantee it would be sanitized when the kids arrived the next day.
It was really hard. I had to, even with the COVID, I called the staff in. We all separated with our masks, and we were all crying. They just weren't ready for it. There's no way that I ever anticipated that I'd have to close it.
Another provider is hoping to open in January, if possible. And Reed Donahue, RMC, is not going back to Little Red Wagon Play School. It's going all virtual. While she says it's the right move for her, it's hard to see her colleagues try to figure out how to reopen their doors.
That worries me, watching them put their heart and soul in it, and to an end that might be up against a brick wall. It's just, that's hard.
And while these directors are glad they can lean on one another, many said they need more guidance and funding to weather the pandemic school year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.